It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Like that dude just said, we are indeed solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, listen, there's a famous quote. Edmund Burke, who is attributed to the quote, said, "The only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing." Can you imagine what would happen if good men never stood up? And when I say good men, I talk about good mankind, because it's men and women. And this morning I was reading an article on 1819 News. 1819news.com has a story called "Local Alabama Striving to Restore Liberties and Educate the Public." And I read this thing, and it's about a lady named Allison Sinclair, who has formed a grassroots organization called Local Alabama. And I thought, why do I know that name? And then it dawned on me just recently, my friend Caleb Crosby, the president of the Alabama Policy Institute, texted me along with Allison's number and said, "You got to meet Allison. She's sharp." And I thought, oh, that's her. Anyway, so I reached out to her yesterday, read the article, loved what I was reading, and thought, this is exactly what I've been saying on the show. This is when folks are saying, "I've seen enough. I don't want any more of that in my community. And let's get active and do something." And so I'm pleased right now to bring on Allison Sinclair to Right Side Radio, the founder of Local Alabama. Allison, how are you doing?
Hey, Phil. Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely.
Seems like you just summed up what we're doing pretty perfectly. So thank you for that. I appreciate your enthusiasm.
Well, good. Then I guess we're done. We can go ahead and hang up.
I wrote out lots of notes, so we can go through them, and I'll tell you all the things about Local Alabama.
Well, let's do that. So first of all, let me just ask this. Before you even get into what Local Alabama is, tell me why. I mean, what's the impetus for this? Where did this come from for you to get active in doing things, whether it be politically or socially in your community?
Well, actually, I grew up in Knoxville, Tennessee, and was involved in kind of the political arena in Tennessee when growing up there and in college. I took a semester off from engineering school and went and worked in the legislature for two representatives, and kind of got my fill of the political arena there. And but then we moved to Birmingham. I got married. We started having children, and my oldest is 19. And I kind of checked out. I was busy raising kids and focused on my family. And then COVID hit, and America just got weird. I don't even know how else to say it. It was an America I'd never seen before. And I'm watching, and people are being assaulted for not wearing a mask in a store, and businesses and churches are closing. And CRT came into our schools, and all of a sudden there's all this talk and divisiveness in America. And I'm like, okay, this is just strange. I had never, I'm old enough to remember the good old 1980s, and life seemed simple. And I just thought, we have come so far from that. And really then the 2020 election happened. And that's when I was like, okay, God, I don't know what you're doing. I don't know if I'm supposed to run for an office. I don't know what this looks like, but I know that it's time for me to get off the sidelines, because I think we all took for granted that America would stay America without us being engaged. And
wow,
the past year and a half has kind of proven to me that that is just not the case. And if you think about it, America was founded under the principle of the people running the country and speaking and being involved. And I think especially conservatives have kind of lost sight of that.
I totally agree. I totally agree. So two precepts there. One, I totally agree with the idea that the average citizen can still have a say and an impact in their community, and you're working towards that end. But then the other side of it is, I think you said something that I think too often we as conservatives don't do a good job about putting action to our message, and that often causes us to fall short. Whereas liberals, progressives, they tend to get very actively engaged, and they run out there and they make all the noise. Mm-hmm. But the reality is, we still have what I believe is a great deal of truth on our side, and we've got to be more active about it. So that being said, tell me how Local Alabama came about and what Local Alabama really is.
So Local started really out of a desire, just as I saw America kind of spiraling out of control. And I also was realizing very quickly how important our local communities and our local elected officials are. How often do we overlook school board appointments or our elections for school board? And we saw very quickly how much a local school board can be either very beneficial or really put a lot of hardship in the middle of your family through the mask mandates and different things that they did through COVID. And so I thought we've got to get back involved in our community and really look at local changes that we can make in our own backyard and then move to the state and the federal level. And often it's the opposite. We really just pay attention to national news. We only vote in general elections and we hope it'll trickle down, and it just doesn't. And so my desire for local was to bring together people that moms, dads, grandparents, the people that probably would never run for office or have never been involved with a Republican Party or politics, but they just wanted to do something. And there were lots of me's out there, but they didn't know where to start. And because of my limited but enough background in politics, I kind of knew how to plug in. And so the goal of local is to just bring together a community in order to kind of talk about ideas, what's going on in our schools, to share information, and then to organize and go out to build relationships with these elected officials in our communities and at the state level to conserve and hold on to conservative values and make the changes that we want to see starting in our own backyard.
So, Allison,
local,
you guys,
is organized.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You already got chapters in multiple cities already. Am I right in saying that?
We do. And it's great because our vision is to be, it's why I named it Local Alabama, to have chapters all over Alabama within each communities, recognizing that each community is different. I live in North Shelby County. We elect our school board. We don't have a city in Oak Mountain where I live. So the way we do business here is very different than, say, Homewood, which has a city and their boards are appointed, and their issues are going to be different. But there are things that we need to network together that will come down from a state level, like the vaccine mandate or mask mandates, and things that we need to have a network to join together to go to Montgomery or at the federal level to work together to kind of fight those issues as they come down.
Well, so listen, you guys, if I read the article here, I've got it in front of me. I always, I'm an old school guy, so I print, I've got the paper. I actually highlight it and get ready for the show. And so you guys, you actually have chapters right now in Decatur, Huntsville, Montgomery, and you're getting active, and you actually did have some kind of like some victories, I guess, say on a local level here of late. What I'd like to do, if you could hang on during a break, Allison, we're going to go ahead and take a short break. When we get back from that, I want to get specific. What are things y'all are working on? What are things you're doing? Where do you see it going next in a specific fashion? How people might want to get involved with Local Alabama on some causes you're potentially working on, okay?
Great. Thank you.
All right. We'll be right back after the break, folks. Allison Sinclair from Local Alabama. I'm loving this. This is what it's about. This is local folks getting involved. Her group's called Local Alabama. They got a website. Check them out, localalabama.org. And we'll be right back to talk to her more about it right after the break. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, where we are indeed solid conservative, just plain right. Going back to the phones right now with Allison Sinclair from a group called Local Alabama. They're working on grassroots organization, helping conservatives sort of get active in the community and doing the things that make a difference. And Allison, thanks for hanging on during the break. And by the way, I know you had some reverb going on the on your side. Is it getting any better right now for you? Can you hear me better?
I still have
Allison on the line?
I'm just going to act like I don't hear myself talking to myself.
Copper, did we lose Allison?
She's on air right now.
Okay. Allison, you there?
I'm here.
Okay. Yeah, hey, by the way, that reverb, Allison, isn't any better now? We tried to make some adjustments for you.
Well, I don't hear myself now.
Well, that's good.
Wait, I'm back. Yeah, no, I still hear myself. But as long as y'all can't hear it, I'm just going to push through.
Just push through, girl. Well, listen, let me ask you this. Specifically speaking, give me a couple of examples of things that y'all have already worked towards or that you are working towards now. If somebody was to see y'all and say, I want to jump on board because they're doing that thing, what would that thing be right now?
Well, some of the things we've worked on in the past, and one of the main first, I would call it a victory we had, was a school was starting and the mask mandates were coming out and the quarantining policies were coming out in schools. Dr. Harris sent out a toolkit to school superintendents and school boards, kind of recommendations for how to quarantine and how to handle masks and different rules. What we found was that a lot of the superintendents and school boards felt like these recommendations from the ADPH were laws or mandates, when in fact they were just recommendations. And so we drafted a letter to send to Governor Ivey, Steve Marshall, Dr. Mackey, and also Dr. Harris, just asking for clarification that these were, in fact, just recommendations. In fact, some of the recommendations were in direct conflict with Senate Bill 276, based on they would quarantine some children based on vaccination status, and there were different rules. So we compiled all the letters that we received back from the government officials and the toolkit and provided these to several area schools, basically just in hopes that our superintendents and boards would feel the freedom. They're elected and they are appointed for a reason, to lead their community, not Dr. Harris. And so we were able to distribute these toolkits, and I really think it made a big difference in freeing our elected and appointed officials to do what they felt like was right for their community. We also, this is a small issue, but we were made aware of the North Shelby County Library was going to, on their agenda, was to pass a vaccine mandate for their 7 employees. And so a group of us that live in North Shelby County went to the board meeting and just expressed our concern and actually tabled the motion, and they have not enacted the vaccine mandate since. So we also had a speaker come in and talk to us about how to keep marijuana dispensaries off every corner in your county. And then, of course, we had the Seth Keschel event recently about election data and kind of where Alabama and America, his analysis of the election data. So those are a few of the things that we've worked on. I would say coming up, really, we will be talking to legislators about audit legislation and maybe starting canvassing in certain counties around Alabama. We're going to be diving into textbooks and curriculum in schools.
Awesome.
The state is reviewing their social studies curriculum again this year, and so we're going to try and be actively involved in that, and also monitoring different library books. There's a lot of literature in our public and school libraries that is maybe a little not age-appropriate or controversial. And then we will continue to meet with local school boards and city councils and our legislators just to foster relationships to partner with them in the future on how we can work on issues that come up in the future.
Well, Allison, everything I just heard was just spot on. I mean, even down to, I love the idea that y'all heard about something that would seem small, but it was your local library. And there were 7 employees who were about to have a vaccine mandate. And y'all took some information that you had gathered and went and met with the library board. Who thinks about the library board? No one even thinks about a library board. But I specifically remember when I was a state senator, part of my role was appointments, and I appointed people to local boards to include the library board in my area. And it's amazing how, I mean, you basically just gave 7 people a breath of fresh air. They were allowed to decide for themselves whether they wanted it, as opposed to having the library board of all people put a mandate on seven people. And so I love that. And I think that's exactly what we should be doing at all levels. And I think you've nailed it. It's not just watching the national news and voting for what happens in the general elections. Sometimes it's what happens at your local library, your local school board, or your local elected officials that you see at church or in the restaurants or in the fast food line. And that's what we have to do. Hey, Allison, listen, I want to thank you for being on today. I want to thank you for what you're doing, and I want to keep track of what you're doing and maybe get some updates from you later on as local Alabama grows. Is that okay with you?
That sounds great. Thank you so much for having me. It was fun. We made it through, and I appreciate it.
You did good. You did good. Allison Sinclair with Local Alabama. You can find them online at localalabama.org. If you're interested in having a Local Alabama chapter where you are, you can contact them through that website. But folks, that's exactly what we got to have. And I appreciate Allison Sinclair and others like her who are doing it. I mean, this is what it takes, people. This is exactly why we need a whole bunch of right side ruffians out there. People who are willing to look at their community and say, you know what? I don't like that thing over there. That thing's not conservative. That thing is encroaching upon my kids. That thing is messing with our sense of normalcy, or it violates our sense of civil liberties, or it's not allowing freedom of speech, or you're forcing vaccines or masks or whatever the case may be. And that's exactly what it takes. It takes people who are tired of seeing something a certain way, moving into a position of deciding, like she said, can no longer sit on the sidelines. And if you listen to her, I talk all the time about just our average Joes and Janes right here in this community. And you just heard her. I mean, she was active, you know, kind of in politics way back in the day. And then, you know, life comes along. She got married, raising kids. And if you look at the article in 1819 News, it really, apparently she and a friend kind of met in a grocery store during COVID. They were talking about things, and they were just tired of some of the things they were seeing. And Local Alabama was founded by two moms who linked up at the grocery store and decided to do something. There they go. And I'm loving it. When we get back from this break right here, I'm going to tell you about a few others that have been doing the same thing. And folks that have been doing things in Alabama and beyond that are making a difference. Because this is what we need, folks. Grassroots got to take root. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative. Oh, yeah. Just plain right. We'll be right back.